Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Mike Kozzi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, first of all, the Islanders are down 0-2 now, right?
Yep.
That's too bad.
They're done.
Yeah. Stick a fork in them.
Lose two games at home to go on the road, it's almost a guaranteed forget about it.
All right.
They can't score.
Yeah.
I watch them play, and when they're on the power play, they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Don't you think that these other teams watch film? Don't you think, like, maybe you need to change things up? The Islanders are just running in mud right now, and they can't get out of their own way.
All right. And the Nets also are in trouble in the playoffs, right?
The Nets?
They're out, right?
They got eliminated last week.
I thought so. Okay. So those were our last two hopes for New York.
Not much hope there.
No. Let's go to baseball.
Yeah. Hope's fading there, too.
Where? For who?
The Mets.
Oh, yeah. It's sad, yeah.
They're looking awful again. DeGrom got lit up like a Christmas tree over the weekend. Syndergaard got beat up. Those are your two remaining hopes. And when they're getting beat up, there's not much hope.
Sign that big contract. Look what happens. Huh? Yeah.
The contract's got nothing to do with it.
The Yankees, the walking wounded. You know, it's like they had a weak schedule. Absolutely. Do you still have to beat the teams? Absolutely. And
It's going to be interesting to see how the Yankees screw up.
Yeah.
Because when you have a winning team on the field, you don't take them off the field. And when the millionaires come back, they're going to have to be put back in the lineup, see if they can produce as the young kids are producing.
Well, the Sanchino came back, and he's got three home runs since he's come back in the past
four
games.
Well, like you said, he's been playing against minor leaguers. So.
And two, but
how did the Sanchino do last year when they needed him in the playoffs?
He didn't do anything.
How did they do the year before that in the playoffs?
He didn't do anything.
The flowers that bloom in the spring are dead in the fall. Remember that.
All right. So, any other surprises for you in baseball?
No. Nope. Everything is going the way I believed it to be. Good game last night between the Astros and the Indians on national TV. The Astros beat them 4-1, a big 3-1, three-run bomb in the seventh inning. Carrasco was pitching really well for the Indians and got a couple guys on late and gave up a home run and there goes the game. The Astros have good pitching. They have timely hitting. They have a nice lineup, and they're playing very well. So the one surprise for me is the Cardinals. The Cardinals are really on track now, and they're playing really well. That's a team that I didn't expect to be that good this year, and they are playing well. So other than that, the National League East has nobody that can win a World Series, that's for sure. The Twins are playing good.
Yeah, real good.
Up there in the cold weather, too, because there's no dome there, I don't think, anymore.
No. Yeah, there isn't.
And they're playing pretty well, so that's another surprise. So two surprises out of the Midwest with the Twins and the Cardinals.
Are you surprised?
And you got to be surprised with the Yankees, too, because their young players are really producing.
Yeah. Are you surprised about the Red Sox that their slowness still continuing?
Not really. Because if you remember what I said last year, I didn't think the Red Sox were all that, and everything just came together for them last year, and they had a tremendous season. It's the same team except for the bullpen. Chris Sale is 0-5 to start the season. They're just not playing. They're not playing well. They're not producing runs. They're not getting any pitching. If there was ever a World Series hangover, this is it. They're just not doing much at all. So. I'm not really surprised that much. I'm just surprised that at Chris Sale is 0-5. I thought he was a better pitcher than that. And if he continues to pitch, there's no injury, so it's just everything put into the same cake. The Red Sox just aren't producing. They have one more win than the Orioles.
That says it all.
That's about it. They have 11 wins. They're right there with the Orioles and the Royals and the Angels, who only have 12 wins. And you could throw the White Sox in that mess, too. So they're just not doing well. And the greatest trade in the history of baseball, made by Derek Jeter, continues to pay dividends, only it doesn't pay any dividends for him. Chris Yelich is still on a tear. Guy's just playing tremendous, hitting, doing everything. And one of the cogs in the wheel, like I said, for the Cardinals with their successful season is the other great trade he made, sending Ozuna to the Cardinals. So good job there, Derek. I'm going to never let you forget about it.
Okay, so now, first of all, how'd your racing do over the weekend?
We got scratched out of the stakes race down in Churchill Downs. We only picked one race this weekend, and the horse I thought had a chance to upset the favorite got scratched, and the favorite indeed was upset as he ran off the board at 1-5. So whenever you have Castellano on a 1-5 shot going 5 furlongs on the turf from the rail, caveat emptor, because chances are you're not going to cash that ticket, and they didn't cash that ticket in a big way. A couple of things brewing on the Derby front that I'm going to keep under my hat until the end of the week, because this way more people will listen at the end of the week. The Derby draw is tomorrow. They get post positions, which does mean a lot. I don't care what anybody says. If you draw the 1, the 2, the 19, or the 20, you're up against it. And any horse that's up against it in this year's Derby loses all chance immediately. So tomorrow's the draw, and I'll be paying attention to that.
All right, now I've got to come back to this before we. I am amazed. I was flipping through the television yesterday, and they're still talking about the NFL draft.
Oh, I
Jeez,
know.
Jeez, give me a break. Now you know
I wasn't going to bring it up. I'm not giving them any time.
I'm a big Giant fan, right?
He's a big fan.
Yeah, and you know, I hear all these people just going crazy and everything like that. Finally, on Facebook yesterday, to my friends that are also Giant fans, I posted, give it up. You know, just stop. I mean, do you remember the outrage? Do you remember the outrage when Phil Simms was selected as quarterback for the Giants from Morehead State?
Mm-hmm.
They just booed incessantly. They just thought all the people said, oh, it's the worst thing in the world. They needed a quarterback. They got a guy from Morehead State. All he did was become a steady quarterback, and along with a great defense and some decent receivers and some great running backs, they won a couple of Super Bowls. You know, just shut up. Wait till the season starts. See what happens. Then
the
start
draft
complaining.
Is what they call it. It's a lottery.
Yeah.
You don't know. Even when you win the lottery, you don't know you're going to win it. These are just people that like to talk. Nobody knows. The draft is not a science. I believe that there's more top 5 picks that are busts than to make it. So yeah. That just shows you how good all that is.
All right.
I put zero faith in the draft.
All right. Well, we have to put – we have ice here this morning, Mike.
I put the heat on this morning. It was 63 degrees in the house.
We had ice outside. It's still right now 31 degrees. Oh, well.
Glad I didn't buy any plants yet.
That's right. Hey, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kazi, a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.